Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Good morning. It's 7:06. Gosh, 7:06 on December the 3rd. 23 shopping days till Christmas. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We got a lot of things going this morning, including having Sheriff John Lopi from Siskiyou County as our guest. And there's a lot, the most interesting thing has happened to Sheriff Lopi, and we'll have him on in just a minute. But let's start out with Josh Wiley of our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets remain lower this morning. Currently, the Dow is down 44 points at 15,963, while the Nasdaq's up 1 at 4,045, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,798. Oil's down 6 cents a barrel at 93.88, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.85%. Gold's down $4 this morning at 1,217, while silver's down 24 cents at $19.05 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Cisco Systems is down a penny at 21.09, J.P. Morgan's up a penny at $57, while Visa is down $3.51 at 201.58. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Find out what's going on down at Wall Street. They keep their fingers on the pulse of what's happening right here, and give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. Okay, Bad Bob, tell us what the weather is today.
We got cold on the way. It'll be mostly sunny today, a high near 53, partly cloudy, low right around the freezing point tonight. Wednesday, tomorrow, the high is only going to get to 49 degrees. Currently in Reading, it is 45. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They offer senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. Let's see. We've got a lot of things going. We're trying to get Sheriff Lopi on the phone here, and we're going, running by the number, and then or he's calling in. But until we get that, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all. From the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Reading or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla and Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bod. Linda still under the weather this morning. Phone line's here 605-4567. And our guest for this segment is Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, I got received, as I was telling you yesterday, a number of emails that said just something that was just unbelievable. That you had, when you were getting ready to buy a weapon through the civilian marksmanship program by the government, something strange happened. What happened? Could you tell our audience?
Well, briefly, I submitted an application, again, an M1 grant. Ironically, it's the first time I've purchased a weapon through the CMP, and I was going to get an M1 grant, and my application was returned denied, and there's a organization, the National Instant Background Check Service that the FBI runs out of Clarksburg, West Virginia, put a deny on my application, which, you know, was rather perplexing. And, you know, I got to say, too, that, you know, our FBI counterparts here that I work with continuously out of the Reading office and the Sacramento office are great people. The FBI is a great organization, and they're great partners. And in fact, the special agent in charge in Sacramento, Monica Miller, is helping me out. Herb Brown, her predecessor, was a great guy, too. This has nothing to do with the FBI field agents that we work with in California. But somewhere along the line, this system, these background checks evidently flawed. I called back there and finally got a hold of somebody, and that's another problem with this organization, this NICS office, is very hard to get a hold of. I finally got a hold of somebody through the law enforcement line, and I said, hey, you know, I was in the military for almost 38 years, both Marine Corps and the Army. I had a high-level security clearance in the Army. I just retired a couple years ago. I've been in law enforcement 36 years. I read their criteria for denying a firearms purchase on their website and on literature I received from the CMP. And by the way, the CMP canceled my order, sent back a check, and they didn't give me a chance to rectify this situation, which was very alarming. And I said, well, how do you, I mean, you guys don't look at, I've got numerous fingerprint submissions to the federal government because of my security classifications, both of the Marine Corps and the Army. And, you know, I've worked for three law enforcement agencies. I've been a sheriff for 3 years. I said, you guys are essentially telling me that I shouldn't have a gun. Well, if you're telling me I can't buy a gun, then you're telling me I shouldn't have a gun. I carry a gun every day. You know, I need a gun because I'm a peace officer. So, you know, and they have all these processes and these bureaucratic rules. They gave me very little information over the phone. So essentially I had to submit an appeal. And when I talked to this guy, I said, well, is there something on my record? He said, yeah, there's something on your record that you need to clear up, but they won't even tell me what it was.
They won't tell you what it is. Now, here's a heavily, heavily decorated soldier and Marine, a retired California Highway Patrolman with all types of, accolades and great things you've done in your career, including you've been to the FBI Academy lately, and within the last month after running a background check, for another weapon, there was no problem. So, and they refused to tell you what it is. That's
right.
In your
record. Yes, that's correct. And I told him, I said, look, I've purchased firearms all my life, and I've purchased firearms recently. You know, within the year, I recently purchased a handgun for on-duty use. And I said, it just doesn't make sense that this would come up now. But he really didn't have an explanation. Then he said, well, you need to submit your fingerprints. Well, how many times do I have to submit fingerprints? But I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to submit my fingerprints. So I submitted my fingerprints last week, and I'm waiting to hear, what their office is going to do. And I've got, Congressman LaMalfa looking into it, and now the NRA, they've got a legal office that's going to, represent me. And like I said, the FBI office in Redding and Sacramento, I mean, they're very supportive. And we worked a joint investigation together, and they're a great organization, and and they're true partners with sheriffs throughout the state. I mean, it had nothing to do with
this gets to me, sounds like a bureaucracy that's back there that, do you think it has had anything to do with, I know you're not real political, but you stand up for the people and you stand up for what's going on in your county and all that. And do you think that may have had something to do with it?
Well, I really don't know. I'm one of the sheriffs that sent a letter to Senator Feinstein and Vice President Biden, and they were respectful letters, but I went down to the Capitol and with Thomas Nico and some other sheriffs, and what we were doing was we were saying, look, we're standing for the Constitution, for the Second Amendment, because I've worked at places like Los Angeles and places like Oakland, and I'll tell you, we have enough gun laws in California and the United States already, plus we had the Heller decision in Washington, D.C., and the McDonald decision out of Chicago, and my opinion was, look, you are opposing these draconian gun laws. They're ineffective, they don't work, and they penalize law-abiding citizens. It's not going to work. And then you have some of our political leaders, they react, they have these knee-jerk reactions to these tragic events like Sandy Hook, or Aurora, Colorado, those shootings. And then they automatically want to enact legislation without conducting proper research on what really works. And then some, politically inclined law enforcement administrators even support these staunch gun control measures, when real cops that work the street know that, you take guns away from law-abiding citizens, then the crooks will be the only ones that have guns. And I tell you, that's the way it is. And I felt my letter to Vice President Biden and to Dianne Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, were very respectful, just giving my opinion. And if it gets to the point in our country where elected officials or the people can't even give their opinions without fearing some kind of retribution, then that's a pretty sad state of affairs, and it's not what America is all about.
Well,
I think this issue with this denial is, first of all, CMP sells surplus military rifles. I could tell you that one thing that just rubbed me a little the wrong way about this thing is my status as a retired military officer, my status as a veteran, my peace officer status, they had nothing, they cared nothing about that, this Nick's guy that I talked to. He could care less.
Well,
I think that sometimes in our country, there are, now the people support veterans, as people support the military, but it's almost like, I remember back in the, when I served in the Marines during the Vietnam era when, you know, veterans, you know, really didn't get a lot of support. And, I think that this issue is more than just about me. This issue is about veterans. It's about military members, National Guard members. It's about other cops. Because if it happened to me, this could happen to anybody.
Well, that's why, you know, one of the things I want to, you know, when you said that you're buying a military rifle, I just wanted to explain to everybody, this is not an M16 we're talking about. We're talking about a World War II era.
This is an M1 Garand rifle that the type my father had in World War II.
Right.
And I'm a history buff. I like going to the range once in a while. An M1 Garand is a 30 caliber, you know, gas operated shoulder fired.
Does not have a removable magazine.
Rifle with it. It has an 8-round clip.
Right. It does not have a removable magazine. It's not anything like you see in the assault rifles. This is the World War II and early Korea vet models my dad carried also. So
that's correct. In fact, the M1 Garand originally was adopted by the military in the 30s. The Marine Corps landed at Guadalcanal with 03 Springfields, but nevertheless, the M1 Garand is a weapon that was developed in the 1930s.
Right. Hey, Sheriff, somebody just asked in the chat room here, they're saying, what was that organization that rejected your background check?
It's called the FBI NICS, N-I-C-S, and
okay.
It's the National Instant Background Check Office. They're the ones that do the National Instant Background Checks.
Okay.
And if you Google, you Google FBI NICS, N-I-C-S, and they're all out of Clarksburg, West Virginia.
And you've made a real point of saying this is not an FBI thing. You've got a great working relationship with the FBI. This is a bureaucrat sitting someplace that's either pushed the wrong button or your name came up, but they refused to tell you an elected official, a sheriff, a law enforcement official, why. And this is the part that I find the most dangerous in this whole thing, or the most worrisome to me is, here you are, you're a sheriff, you've got a way of getting into it, you've got through the law enforcement channels, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, I'm thinking about Joe Smith, the contractor, Joe Smith, the plumber that goes in and this happens to him. They just automatically refuse it, or you have to appeal it. And then they're going to, and then they'll send it to you days or weeks later. That's the part that concerns me. I wonder how many other people have been caught like this.
Well, yeah, I think that's a good point. And the thing is yes, I'm a little miffed that they would. You know what makes me a little upset is the fact that I don't care where you work in the government, you work for the people. But you should have at least a little sensitivity about the decisions you're making and use a little bit of common sense. My status as a veteran, as a retired military officer with all those years of faithful service, the fact that I was a combat veteran, the fact that I have continuously taken the oath to risk my life for my fellow soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines and the citizens that I serve meant nothing to them, absolutely nothing to them. But more importantly is, you know, the fact I'm a sheriff or I'm a veteran, you know, the fact I'm a retired military officer, the fact I had a top secret clearance, you'd think they'd look at that and go, wait a minute, let's look into this a little bit further to make sure that, you know, we're making a good decision here. But that didn't happen. But to me, they should be responsive to every citizen because they work for us. I work for the great citizens of Siskiyou County. This has been forgotten in some parts of our government. And like I said, the FBI agents I work with, and in fact, the special agent in charge in Sacramento, she was unhappy about this too, and she's trying to help me out. I mean, the agents are great people. The FBI is a great organization. But that unit back there, I don't know. There is something wrong. And a lot of these agencies, I think, at times are not responsive enough to the citizens that they're supposed to be serving. And these people are very indifferent, and they have the rules. They can't say a lot on the phone, and they'll tell you, well, we can't tell you, over the phone and you have to submit all this paperwork. And here I'm a sheriff. You know, I went to work. I was very busy. Well, I had to take, very little extra time that I have, you know, to draft a 3-page letter. Then I had to send another letter. Then I had to get fingerprints. And you're absolutely right. Our citizens should be concerned.
If you get picked up on this one and they don't even do a cursory check on it after you've called and said, hey, look, just take a look at this. I can just imagine that, and you have all the facilities right there. I mean, you know, fingerprint facilities and everything. You don't, I mean, if somebody that's working out here would either one of two things, it would cost them a half a day's work, to try and get all this stuff done, or they would just fine. And they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't follow right. through on it. And now they've taken away somebody else's right. But here's another dangerous part that there, another part that also not maybe dangerous, but concerns me. They've taken away your right to buy a weapon. Does that go to another group of people that says this guy has weapons and shouldn't have weapons, and will they come to your house?
Well, I think that that's another issue, and I brought this up in my appeal letter. I said, you know, you're basically denying me a constitutional right to keep and bear arms, and you are not providing me any type of justification for that. You sent me this impersonal letter that said, oh, you know, it says deny on it. Oh, well, gee, that's great. I'm denied. So, essentially, you're putting me or a citizen in my position in the same category as a drug-addicted person, an illegal alien, a ex-felon, a mentally ill person. Oh, by the way, I've never had PTSD yet, but going through some of these processes.
I've got PTSD from working with the government, not from combat. There you go.
Right.
Well, but Kane, we know, yeah, friendly fire. There is, you know, John, there is no such thing as friendly fire. If somebody's shooting at you, it's not really friendly. But the other part here is that there is an organization right here in California that's been given millions of dollars to go out and take weapons from people that are not supposed to have weapons. And if one side of the government says this man cannot buy a weapon because of, for whatever reason, it stands to reason that, or it just stands to reason that maybe then, well, if he can't buy a weapon, he shouldn't have weapons.
Well, yeah, but California, you got to, you know, when we're talking about like the NICS office, this is a national office, and
so they wouldn't talk to California
background check people. That's a national office. And California is a whole different realm when it comes to, you know, these gun related laws. And the thing is, that's one of the reasons that a lot of us sheriffs went to Sacramento to talk to Governor Brown's staff, trying to get a lot of, you know, these gun laws vetoed, because California has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the nation, as you know. We have over 800 gun laws in California. And my argument was, and the argument of other sheriffs, were that, hey, we have enough gun laws. Enforce the gun laws we have, but you keep piling law after law, regulation after regulation. If you look in the California Penal Code sometime, and they just changed all the codes, I had most of the codes memorized throughout my career, and now I've got to look everything up now because it's so confusing and they changed all the code sections. But the laws are so convoluted, they are so complex, they're so repetitious that they're hard to understand, especially when you get into some of the assault type weapons related restrictions. And that's one of the points that many sheriffs have made. Hey, look, you know, you're building a system and process here that even cops don't understand, and you need to back off on these laws and regulations and just concentrate on enforcing the laws we have. But see, many of some legislators, they don't want to do that. They want to be the one that passed a more restrictive law. And obviously there are legislators in California. And look at Senator Feinstein has done a lot of good things for law enforcement, but she's the one that said, well, gee, you know, a lot of, you know, you know, veterans, a lot of veterans shouldn't have firearms because, you know, they come back from the war and a lot of them have PTSD and they shouldn't have guns. And she's the one that had tried to pass that sweeping gun reform, which in my opinion was disastrous. And California seems to be the first ones to pass these ridiculous gun laws that really don't work, that make And a lot of these laws have a tendency, and especially the new, some of these ones that were actually vetoed by the governor, like the semi-automatic weapons ban and some of the ban on magazines, we're going to make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. And I guarantee you there are probably citizens out there that are in violation of some gun-related law they don't even know about.
Once they get arrested, now they're felons, now they lose their right to own. Hey, Sheriff, can you stay with us for a couple more minutes? I know you're busy this morning.
Yes.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Sheriff John Lopia is our guest from Siskiyou County, and his current battle with the government over him being able to buy a weapon. We'll be right back after these messages.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 7:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans all the time. Espresso Joe's with great coffee. It's 40 degrees out there. This is the time to do it. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Sheriff John Lopie from Siskiyou County. I know John. We've had lunch together before. Marine to Marine stuff. Besides just being a combat veteran, a decorated combat veteran, 33 plus years in the California Highway Patrol, and elected to be sheriff of Siskiyou County, puts in for to buy a rifle through the Civilian Marksmanship Program, which has been around for decades, to buy an M1 Garand, which is on nobody's list that should be restricted. It comes back denied, and they won't tell him why. Sheriff, this is, as we've been listening to you for about the last 20 minutes, it's got to be probably one of the most frustrating times that you've run into. Sheriff Lopie?
Sheriff Lopie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Did you hear me when the last thing I said?
He wouldn't have heard you.
Because you put him on the wrong line.
I had talked to him during the break, and we didn't engage.
I'm sorry. What I was just telling was what has happened, you know, who you are, you know, 33-plus years law enforcement, decorated Marine Army veteran, elected sheriff of Siskiyou County, went through the civilian marksmanship program to buy a rifle, an M1 Grand, that's not on any type of restricted list, and it comes back denied. And this has got to be probably one of the most frustrating moments that you probably faced for a while.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
Definitely. I mean, it's just points to, the difficulty that some of us face, when it comes to firearms and the fact that when you really look at it, some of these big bureaucratic governmental systems aren't perfect, and they definitely make mistakes. And unfortunately, the mistakes impact people like me and ordinary citizens, I'm sure, on a daily basis.
Well, yeah, and but they don't have or my producer was here, and he said, "What would have happened if that had been me?" And he says, "I don't have access to the assets that you have." And I said, it's just, I wonder how many times a day it does happen to people, and then they just don't do anything. They just have just lost their right to, under the Constitution, own a weapon.
Right. Yeah. I think also that I have to kind of wait to see what happens. I'm confident that, I am going to prevail.
Oh, I'm
I
sure.
would certainly help any of my citizens that were in a similar situation. And I think a lot of it also depends on what the reason was. If it was it is possible, I suppose, that there's some issue. Like I had 41 years ago when I was a Marine, my wallet was stolen and a guy was using my name for a while. I suppose it could be some identity theft issue. However, I don't know why this hasn't been an issue up to this point in time, because I never had a problem purchasing a weapon or acquiring a security clearance. But, we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully these people, the NICS office is supposed to provide some kind of feedback within 5 days of, what agency,
what agency is it might have marked it
down.
Yeah.
And in fact, I just got a message from a special agent in charge, Miller, from the Sacramento office of the FBI, who's helped me out on this, and I'll call her and find out what she found out.
Well, I tell you what, John, let's just hope that this was just a computer glitch, or somebody pushed the wrong button, and you've got a bunch of bureaucrats back there that, frankly, they're just there collecting their money instead of trying to help. That it's just, that's all it is. And nothing, more than that, because there's nothing totally in your background. You've been buying weapons, obviously, so it's never been there before, so something would have had to pop up in the last 30 days, which was strange.
Right, and I think that too, I just think we have to urge our elected officials to, support our citizens, support the Constitution, certainly support veterans and, service members, and, not allow, these politicians to, express their views that because servicemen and women served, overseas, that somehow they may be, less capable of responsibly owning firearms. It's just very disconcerting. I think we have to hold our elected officials accountable. And I think you also have to really pay attention to what kind of laws are being proposed and what's happening both at the national, state, and local level. And I think we have great elected representatives. We have Senator Nielsen, and soon we'll have Senator Gaines, and you've got Assemblyman Dolley, and we have Congressman Lamalfa, and I think they're great champions of the Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
And our rights in general. But you got to pay attention to what's going on, and you have to hold your elected officials accountable for what's going on.
Yeah. Well, you
and by all means, you got to vote.
That's the big thing, is you got to vote and figure out, you have to find out who is, and you got to be able to ask the questions. That's what we try to do. Sheriff John Lopi has been our guest. I know, Sheriff, you've got about 1,000 things to do today, and we really appreciate you being on. Please keep us informed about what's going on and how this ends up. This is too important just to let drop. I know you'll never let it drop, but it needs to be kept out there that a combat veteran, a variety of top secret clearances, 33 plus years in as a California Highway Patrolman, elected sheriff of Siskiyou County. There's got to be an explanation for it. Let's just hope it's something innocent.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'll let you know if Special Agent Charge Miller gives me any information. I'm going to call her back here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And
thank you, sir. Semper Fi, huh?
Yeah, Semper Fi. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Here's the one thing we want to talk about. Hey, there's two big events going on, one this morning and one tonight. We want to talk about that as soon as we get back.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
I want an official Red Rider Club on Action 200 Rainbow Island.
Shoot your eye out.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Story.
Randy lay there like a slug.
One boy's quest for his ultimate Christmas present.
I triple dog dare you.
November 16th through December 14th.
If we don't hurry, we're going to miss all the good trees.
For tickets, visit the Cascade Theater or cascadetheater.org. A Christmas Story, November 16th through December 14th.
You were either a bully, a toady, or one of a nameless rabble of victims.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda, Bot, good morning. Linda is still got that cold. And when I left, she was, I can take that for like a day. And I don't have enough. I don't have enough patience there. His portion. Speaking of patience, though, Martin does from Alliance Heating and Air. He asked if he works with me 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air. Let me tell you what it says: 45 degrees out there. And this week, if I remember right, Bad Bob is going to be really, really, really tough on weather. It's going to start getting cold here.
Yes. Especially Alliance, down in the Great Valley, yeah.
Yeah, but Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're going to be able to take care of your heating needs. If it's not too late to have them come by, check it out. Check that heater out. Make sure everything is working right. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, let's go to the phones. Carrie, good morning.
Yeah, that's about the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
You know, this is, you know... You hope that this is just an anomaly, an aberration that doesn't happen a lot. But, you know, as I said, and what I, you know, I put into, just put into the chat room is, what happens if you don't have the resources to fight that, that the government says you cannot have a weapon, you've been denied, and now, you know, three pages, more fingerprints, sending all this stuff in, to have them tell you, oops, we made a mistake. Well, are they going to reimburse you for all that? No. Or what if they still say, nope. Okay, this is why we turned you down. You have a something from sometime. You know, he's been in, you know, he's been in public, he's been in government service for 45 years. I mean, you don't, that just doesn't, I mean, in this, in the service and in the California Highway Patrol, they pick up on things like that.
Well, you just got done with a course with the FBI. I mean, what about that background check for that? The other thing is with John is, I mean, there probably isn't another sheriff that has the kind of integrity that John has. You know, we've known him for about 3 or 4 years now, and we spoke. His wife is the chair of the Republican women up there. Sal and I spoke up there in Yreka to her group. We've known John. We've done 11 of the sheriff events with him. I mean, a man of huge integrity, but the idea really is the fact that he can't get to the bottom of it. Here he's a sheriff with all the connections he has and all the influence he has, and he can't even get to the bottom of it. Like you said, what about the average citizen? Good God.
Well, that's it. And we're talking about an M1 Garand in this case, which is not on anybody's list of restricted weapons. If, you know, even under the draconian measures that the, Brown vetoed.
Well, New York's trying to ban him.
Rifle would have been not banned because it does not have a removable magazine, doesn't have a pistol grip, and it's fed from a internal magazine that you just load from the top. So, you know, the whole thing sounds to me like somebody's pushed the wrong button and they just don't realize that they pushed the button on the Tiger.
Well, he hit the nail on the head because it's the same thing as when I talked to Senator Nielsen and the comment I made to him is I talked to about 1,500 people the 2 weeks prior I talked to Jim, and I said, you know, just name one law, because I've asked these people all the same question, name one law out of the 10 being passed today out of Sacramento that do not make the law-abiding citizen of the state of California a criminal. And he couldn't, and not that it's his fault. I mean, Jim is out there fighting the best he can. He's got his sleeves rolled up. Yeah. But, I mean, we just don't have representation. I guess it's just another good reason for the state of Jefferson.
I knew that was going to come in. Okay. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot. I've got some other things I need to talk about here.
You bet.
All right, thanks. Bye. Hey, John, Bob, you said that New York was trying to do something.
New York State is trying to force a surrender, a voluntary surrender for now of any long gun holding more than 5 rounds. You hadn't heard that?
I hadn't heard that one, but it doesn't surprise me.
And of course, the next step passed.
You know what? They are communists up there. You know, the communists, that's not even the right word. That's not the right word. They're fascist.
Totalitarians.
They're fascist because they are going to take away the rights of law-abiding citizens because of some. If that's the case, ban all Porsches because the guy gets killed in a drag, you know, maybe he was drag racing, that actor that was killed yesterday.
Yeah.
Excessive speed. Ban any vehicle that goes over 30 miles an hour.
Ban bathtubs. They kill lots of people.
Hammers. Ban hammers. Screwdrivers. Ban stupidity.
There goes Congress.
Well, oh, and speaking of that, Sacramento lawmakers just got a 5.2% pay raise. Did you get that?
Oh, no.
Our friends down in Sacramento, besides the $30,000 a year they're getting free per diem that's non-taxable, they just took a 5.2% pay increase, salary, for doing such a good job. I'm not making that up. You can check it. Just go and look. You don't see it in the papers today.
My head hurts.
I didn't see it in the paper today, but you know what? Not everything is in the Record Searchlight. You just have to kind of hear. Listen to us. All right. Today at 9 o'clock, Board of Supervisors. They are going to present a proclamation to the Pearl Harbor survivors. And we have three or four that are still here in the Redding area. Redding, Anderson, Cottonwood area. They're going to present a proclamation at 9 a.m. this morning to the Pearl Harbor survivors. Of course, Pearl Harbor is Saturday, December 7th. And it's Saturday at, I believe, 10:30 in front of the county courthouse. They will have a ceremony. But today at 9 a.m., they are going to present this proclamation. See if you can get down there. That's kind of cool. Okay, the other thing, too, is I got two more things we need to talk about. Something happening tonight at the city council. Could be interesting. Could be not. But, you know, I think it could be worth going down there and watching. And also something that's happening Friday that will be interesting. And I would urge people to go down and see it. We'll be right back, though. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Here's something to think about this holiday season. Adamson's Peak Performance, home of the best training around, now has memberships. We've moved to a huge new location and taken with us that same clean, safe, and non-threatening atmosphere. Now you can choose to work out by yourself or in a group, and when you're done, saunter into the executive locker rooms and enjoy a sauna. How would you like to be a member of the most unique training center in Redding? You can, at very affordable rates for individuals, couples, and families. Just come see us at 3050 C Street and make sure to tell us that Carl and Linda Bott sent you.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Okay, we're doing a little
I'm doing that dance, man.
I'm doing that dance. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our friends down there, my friends. Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Ford, Honda, or Nissan, you're looking for anything new like that, truck, car, SUV, head on down to Redding Crown Motors, and they have previously owned vehicles of every kind. Right down there at 555 Cypress Avenue, they had a huge sale over the weekend. They may have residual sales going today. Residual, you know, they still have that residual sale effect that's still out there. If there's any cars, trucks, or SUVs left down there, but why don't you check it out? 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. See if they have anything left. Their service department, as I can attest, is absolutely fantastic. Ready and Crown Motors. All right, here's things that are going on. I told you about what's happening today. On Friday, the Board of Appeals, you know, this magic Board of Appeals that when the first time they were there, they didn't have a quorum because they didn't have enough people because they hadn't met in 20 years, has picked out two more members. So now they have a quorum of five. And this Board of Appeals is going to decide on what happens to R.C. Anselmo's chapel. Should it be torn down? Should it just be, you know, should it stay up there? They're going to, anyway, they're presenting both sides. 9 a.m. Friday in the Board of Supervisors chamber, the Board of Appeals are going to meet to decide this. You need to stop by there and see democracy in action. To see bureaucracy in action. Remember last time they were there, three times they had three members there. One of them, they had no idea what they could do. Nobody, I guess, had talked to them. So then they needed to find two others and dozens of people put in their applications to be on the appeal board. And then they came back out with another questionnaire, then another questionnaire. And they finally just let somebody from Anderson and staff in Anderson and Redding pick the two people because they didn't want to seem like they were, you know, leaning in. Of course they are. Of course they were leaning in. Anyway, so now this Board of Appeals, which is supposed to have been that was formed because by the charter of our Board of Supervisors in a county of Shasta, which never met, though, because nobody would ever appeal anything that – the board, you know, the planning board and the ruling board and the, you know, all that had ever done. Nobody, who would do that? Well, they did. So now we have this. Friday, 9 o'clock. Be there. See what it's like. See what people say. See what the decision's going to be. All right. Tonight, you want local politics? You're going to see local politics tonight, maybe. Tonight they vote on who's going to be mayor. Now, if you remember last year that Francie Sullivan was going to be in there, and she was voted out by the triumvirate of Bassetti, Jones, and Cad.
That was a big break with tradition and what it's been all through the years.
Yeah, it was, and for whatever reason. But it happened on the Board of Supervisors also. So it wasn't like it hadn't happened before. So now Jones is set to become the mayor this time. Now, what's going to happen? It's not a, you know, since Bassetti's not running again, Jones is running, and Francie's running. It's going to be, to be running a race. Now, obviously Rick Bassetti has got he and Jones are going at it. He and Jones are, you know, they're having disagreements on a number of things. The 3-2 voting has gone 3-2 the other way on various subjects. And now, Rick Bassetti wants to introduce a bill that says, hey, you can't at the end of the meeting, bring up something for the next meeting agenda because you're using it to politicize the city council meetings. Come on. Politicize the city council meetings? City council is politics.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, oh, but they're using it. They're not paying attention to their work. Well, come on. You know, frankly, you know, who stays to the end of a meeting anyway to do this? I mean, they can go on till 11 o'clock at night, and most people have jobs the next morning.
Well, they'll vanish into closed session, and people just sit around. There's like one. Meetings. There's like one person left when they come out.
Yeah, I think the big thing on this is this. I think the big thing is who's going to be elected mayor? Who are they going to push in for mayor? Is Bassetti going to, is it going to be brought up that Jones should not be the mayor? That they in turn skip him and put the next person in there? I don't know.
I would say that's a possibility.
I think it can be exciting tonight. I think it can be exciting tonight to see what happens there. It's, you know, election year coming up. And, it's, you know, it's just
small town.
You know what? But you know what? I've said this before. I've said it before. This ain't Chicago. Come on. These people get paid $500 a month to get beat up. I mean, it's like being a sparring partner for Mike Tyson in his prime, and you do it for nothing. You go in there and you get whipped up on, no matter what you're doing. It is screwed up. I mean, you are going to get whacked, whacked, whacked. And yet people continue to run for office. And we've got 12 people or 10 people right now running for city council. I love it. Every one of them is going to be on this show. We've already had one. We're going to have them all on. You know what? You got to love it, my friends. You got to love it. Reading in politics. Hey, we're going to be back after these. We've just got a couple seconds. Yeah. Okay. See what else. Oh, I haven't got in. You know what? I've been saving Obamacare because Dr. Paius DeNuca is our guest.
Oh, he's coming up. Oh,
he's coming up, and I tell you what, you know he's stoked, ready for this. One last thing, you know that train that crashed in New York?
Yeah,
it killed four people. It was doing 80 miles an hour on a 30 mile an hour curve when it derailed. I can't wait to hear what's going on after that. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House says there's been a surge of traffic to the revamped Obamacare website.
2 months after a botched launch, healthcare.gov has undergone repairs.
The president believes that the site has been significantly improved.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says there were 375,000 visits to the website as of noon on Monday. But he acknowledges there are still some delays and that the work is not done on improving the site for online health insurance enrollment. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the investigation continues into the derailment of a commuter train in New York. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says at 82 miles an hour, the train was over the speed limit before it ever hit that curve.
Whether the crash here occurred because of human error or equipment malfunction, that train was going way too fast.
And the investigation really just getting underway in earnest. National Transportation Safety Board member Earl Wainer wouldn't disclose exactly what the train engineer had to say.
Interviews have started, but we don't release any of the interview records until all of the interviews have been conducted.
A measure of U.S. home prices rose only modestly in October, and according to CoreLogic chief economist Mark Fleming, the more modest gains in prices now signal a healthy shift from the monthly gains of as much as 2.5% during the spring and summer.
We can't keep up that kind of appreciation. That's why we have the large year-over-year numbers, because we made all those gains last spring and summer, but that's not long-run sustainable relative to income growth. So this portends a much more fundamental, healthy kind of market dynamic.
Home prices have gone up 12.5% from a year ago. But Wall Street has been a struggle for the major indexes so far in early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average coming off at about 80-point loss yesterday right now, struggling. It's down just about 60 in early going. This is SRN News.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Federal Consumer Finance Watchdog is expanding its oversight to Sallie Mae and other companies that collect student loan payments.
A rule issued by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau extends the agency's supervision to non-bank companies which manage large volumes of student loans on behalf of lenders. The Bureau currently oversees banks that service student loans, but it says most student loans are serviced by non-bank companies. It says the scrutiny is needed to ensure servicers comply with consumer laws at a time when more people are falling behind on their student loan payments.
That's SRN's Jeremy Haas reporting. Non-bank loan servicers like Sallie Mae manage borrowers' accounts and answer their questions. Borrowers have complained that the companies lose paperwork or fail to make their credit payments. Sallie Mae is also the biggest U.S. student lender. Illinois lawmakers considering a plan to address the state's $100 billion pension crisis by cutting benefits for workers and retirees. The plan is opposed by labor unions who say it is unfair and unconstitutional. This is SRN News. Doctors are reporting an epidemic of twins.
The latest federal numbers show that nearly half of all babies born with advanced fertility help are multiple births, the vast majority of them twins. In the 5 years since the Octomom case, big multiple births have gone way down, but not the rate of twins.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The Maui County Police Department in Hawaii has identified a kayak fisherman killed in a shark attack.
Oh, it's very sad. We were all shocked.
Police say it was 57-year-old Patrick Briney of Stevenson, Washington, who was killed on Monday. Witness William Dunaway says he and his wife were on a dive trip of their own when a man asked for help.
We noticed in the distance there was a man in a kayak that was waving to us, and he started pedaling over to us.
And according to witnesses, a shark bit the man as he was dangling his foot over the side of his kayak. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather this morning, so she'll be back, though. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room's going. Let's see, December the 3rd, 23 more shopping days until Christmas. I always count Christmas Day just in case of a last-minute panic run to go shopping. And let's start off with our friends from our Wells Fargo advisors with our Market Minute. And today, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are continuing their losing streak this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 65 points at 15,943, while the Nasdaq's down 1 at 4,044, while the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,797. Oil's up $1.13 at $94.95 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.84%. Gold's down $2.90 at $1,219, while silver's down 23 cents at $19.06 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's down 4 pennies at $81.07, Procter & Gamble's up 35 cents at $83.70, and Citigroup is down a quarter at $52.37. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on, of course, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. They're keeping track of everything that happens in the market. They know what's happening in Wall Street. They know what's happening before Wall Street knows. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. Stop by Park Marina Drive and just stop by and see them right here in Reading. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, weather today.
Well, we have a hard freeze watch in effect throughout much of the state starting tomorrow. Locally, mostly sunny, a high near 53. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, low right at the freezing mark. Sunny for your Wednesday and a high of only 49 degrees. And Wednesday night, it will drop down around 29 degrees. Currently in Reading, we still are showing 45 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793, the number to call. Chuck and Judy Kinney got started back in the spring of 97, and they would like to add you to their customer list. They give seniors and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, but my guest is in the studio today, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. Is the doctor turned on here, Bad Bob?
Yes.
He is. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready today?
Absolutely.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, this is the season.
It is okay. All right. We'll be okay.
That's for Obamacare.
Well, you know, I just got, you know, we're going to take a break, but what I just read is, you know, Obamacare has come out and said, we fixed that front end and they've got 400 pages of diagrams and all this. But the question is fixed what? So, but let's just talk about it. Let me take a quick break and we'll be right back. Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we're going to discuss the very much of that Christmas gift the government gave us with Obamacare. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding, or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Tom Crandall, youth pastor at Bethel Church. Do you know that you and I were uniquely created? That nobody will ever be like you? Even if you're a twin, your twin is nothing like you. You have your own fingerprint, your own DNA, and your own design. If you're like me, you've had different moments in your life where you feel compared to others, like you don't measure up, where you feel those feelings of inadequacy. And I want to bring you the truth today, that you are uniquely created just the way you are, that no matter what your background is or where you're coming from, that you have been designed and created for a specific purpose and a specific reason, to bring purpose and hope to other people as well as your own family and yourself. So I want to encourage you today to take a look in the mirror and thank God for who He's created you to be, because there's never going to be another you on this planet. This has been Tom Crandall, youth pastor at Bethel Church. Have a great day.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Lunderbach. Hey, it's your talk station, my friends. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, not only do they have an in-store deli, they are the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the whole of the North State. They have classes at night talking about healthy living foods, organic foods, foods that are good for you. And if you've been following the news lately, you'll see is that people are eating less healthy this year than they were last year. So here's a chance for you to start out next year by, you know, with organic and natural foods, with fresh foods, and not just living on fast foods. Give them a call, 244-9141, or stop by on 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. Orchard Nutrition. Dr. Payush Dhanuka is my guest. And as you said, you wish you didn't, we could be talking about something else. Besides Obamacare. But it's up and running now.
Yes, I wish we could focus on more important things in life, something less mundane. This is the season when we need to remind ourselves of the ideals of Jesus Christ. Christmas is coming. I would rather talk about that. But unfortunately, we are stuck in this muck. Our country is rapidly going on this path. So we have no choice but to stand up to this. That's why we must talk about Obamacare today. Maybe some other day we'll talk about something better in life.
Well, maybe we will. Maybe someday it will go away. Maybe it'll evaporate. Maybe it'll be like water that the sun hits, or ice. I think of this as an iceberg that can destroy the Titanic of the nation. But if we hit it with enough sunlight and enough truth, that it melts away and the Titanic just keeps going through.
So the price of freedom is a constant vigil.
It is.
So we will rest tomorrow, but today we fight.
We will rest tomorrow, but today we will fight. There you go. After we've won. After we have pushed the foe of big government back into its cage and locked it up. Wow, that's a whole bunch of, we've just thrown all those out. Okay, now.
So we have one thing I would like to remind your listeners is that this is a topic which is quite technical, and we have to go into millions of mundane details. So it cannot be compressed or summarized in a neat way in a very short time. So it's important for us to and what we have done over the last 1 year here is we have gone over nitty-gritty of it in details every month to deconstruct the mirage, the false promise Obamacare has created. So I would assume that many of the listeners, at least the regular one, would be familiar with what we have been talking over the last several months. What today I would like to do is focus on how this thing is unfolding in front of our eyes. So now everyone is familiar with this debacle of website. Of course, they'll fix it with much higher cost to taxpayers. But one must not forget that the best estimate is 800,000 people can handle. The traffic of 800,000 per day is the best estimate that this website can handle. Now compare this with Amazon, which handled 28 million people in one day. Pre-Thanksgiving,
28 million
in around Thanksgiving period in one day. So when, I'm sorry?
And how many products?
Exactly.
And took their money.
And yes, exactly. So flawless. And when President says, yes, we should be as good as Amazon or Travelocity, which is a statement, one can't say anything but laugh. But, you know, of course, politicians' lies and false promises are something which don't make us laugh, which actually make us cry in the end because they hurt us directly. So website was one false promise. But there are many more in this thing which we have discussed over time, and let me highlight a couple of them. The second big one, which is a big one, is what Obama's promise again and again, time and again, was to sell this whole product on a false promise that if you have a plan you like, you can keep it. And reality is dawning that tens of millions of people are losing their coverage, which they would like to keep, and are forced to go to different plans or give it up or go to exchanges. But President and his team keep saying, we didn't know this. This was unexpected. Or, oh, we didn't mean that. We meant something else. Something like, oh, we meant only the grandfathered one can do. So there are so many false promises, and they keep saying that we were not aware of it. What I have in my hand here is called an exhibit I would like to share with your listeners. This is the Federal Register from 2010, okay. In which...
I tell you what, let's do this. This is Federal Register, but let's take a quick break right now, and then we can get it gives us more time to talk about this, about the promises that were made and the things that were said and the votes that were taken that have are on its way to destroying the health care as we know it today. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. For he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Everywhere around
the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR. The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Linda's a little bit under the weather today, but we're here. We're always here. 605-4567 if you've got a comments today about what we're talking about. In this case, Obamacare with Dr. Payus Dinuka, who is our guest. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From small chips to cracks up over 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it. He'll guarantee his work, and if he can't do it, he'll tell you too. Save you time and money. Check it out at 3208 Market Street or in Reading, or give him a call, 241-8373, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Dr. Payus Dinuka is my guest, and he's getting ready to share with us some more that out of the Congressional Register. Okay, doctor?
So the claim the administration is making is we didn't know that these many policies were going to be canceled. What I have here is, you can look at this call. This is a Federal Register. This is not the Congress. This is
the
CBO.
Yeah,
this
the is the Federal Register.
This is not the Republicans. This is not the press. This is the administration itself publishing the details of the new laws, implementation, expectations, and estimates. And the first table on top of that shows the government, the administration estimates of how many employer-sponsored insurance plan will relinquish grandfather clause, or in simple terms, will be canceled by 2013, is 50%. That's 50% of employer-sponsored plans will be relinquishing grandfather clause and being canceled in 2013. That translates into 80 million insurance policies, because employer insurance plans are almost 180 million or so in the country.
Yeah, and here they're using a small employers, 3 to 99 employees, large employers, 100 plus, and the estimates here, 66%. You know, and that's just, you know.
Especially going to hit the smaller employers more than the larger employers.
Absolutely.
So 66% for smaller employers, a little bit less for larger employers.
45% for them.
But overall, 50%, close to 50% policies are likely to be canceled. These are administration's own estimates. And below that is the estimate for individual policies, which they say that they are likely to, almost in the range of 50 to 67% policies are likely to be canceled. Now,
This is the mid-range.
This is the mid-range estimate.
That doesn't even go into the high-range estimate,
right,
which is tremendously worse.
Tremendously worse. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So now they're saying we didn't know about that. One reason that employer mandate has been postponed by 1 year by Obama is this, because they don't want these 50% policies to be canceled before the next election.
And then they put it back so that's a week after the election that people are really going to find out just how bad this is, the millions of people that are going to be dropped off this plan.
Right. So now Mr. President comes out and says, oh, I feel so bad about it. This is unacceptable. And the insurance policies should be allowed to continue these policies if they want to. What's the end result? Most of the states which are governed by Democratic governors or Democratic legislature have blocked the insurance companies from continuing those policies. Most of the Democratic states have, including California. The covered California plan has blocked insurance companies from continuing to sell the previously existing policies which were canceled. So this is nothing but a show they're putting up. The second thing what they've done is that they are also providing insurance companies money to cover the excess costs which insurance companies will bear during these next few years. And they have created a fund to do that by taxing the payroll for every employee in the country. And they're going to pay insurance, there is a risk, this is called risk corridor. So they're going to pay $63 per head per employee, payroll cost, to fund this extra fund for insurance companies. So on the one hand, government says that they are trying to protect the average citizen from those big bad insurance companies. But on the other hand, they are supporting these insurance companies to give them more money. In fact, even today, the White House website on affordable healthcare says a very clear statement: if you like your plan, you can keep it, and you don't have to change a thing due to the healthcare law, even today.
It says it today? This is where we go, liar! So, liar! And you put big L on your forehead there.
But here's the beauty. Obama came out and said, oh, it's so bad, But you don't understand. These policies were bad for you. You'll get better policies. You'll be able to get a better policies for cheaper rate. And you will be all happy. Just give it some time. You know what it reminds me? Of the famous statement, let them eat cake. Marie Antoinette may or may not have said that. Historians disagree that when during French Revolution, peasants were dying because of shortage of bread, she is purportedly supposed to have said, if they can't eat bread, why don't they eat, let them eat cake? I don't know whether she said that or not, but our president definitely did.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing about when we're talking about the healthcare plan, is the government is telling me what I really need for my healthcare plan, whether I want it or not. I could be 65 years old,
and they may want to, they may want me to pay for birth control methods for somebody else. Well, I frankly, in my insurance plan, we don't need maternity coverage. We don't need, substance abuse coverage. I don't need to pay for, eyeglasses for children. This is not cable TV where I'm forced to take the home network, home shopping network, because, you know, that's just part of the bundle here. I should not be forced to take anything by the government like this that I don't want.
But you don't understand, Carl. You don't know what you're giving up. You're going to give up your bread, but you're going to eat cake. That's the thing.
Yeah.
This is nothing but lies. But on top of injury, it's also an insult by president coming out and saying, but you guys can get a better deal. Of course, for more money.
Yeah, and a higher deduction.
Which most people cannot afford.
In fact, the one lady, and Bob, hang on just a second here. The one woman that they read her letter that said, finally I can get affordable health care. Well, then it turns out when they followed this lady that she can't get it because she doesn't meet the requirements to get the subsidies. So now she has no health care. If that isn't a damning indictment of this whole fiasco we're getting ready to go into. Bob?
We had a shy caller who asked me to be his voice. Which happens quite often. Where did the insurance companies, what are they getting out of all this, doctor? I think that was the gist of his question.
Okay, let's take a quick break. What are the insurance companies getting out of this, doctor? Sure. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
It's a North State holiday tradition, the annual Reading Republican Women Federated Elegance of Christmas Tea, with a theme, a star-spangled event. Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino, beginning at noon. Sponsor a table or purchase individual tickets by calling 243-3724. That's 243-3724. Wear your holiday finery and enjoy a fashion show, music by the Lou White Band, and giveaways galore. Again, that's noon Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino for Elegance of Christmas Tea.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 45 degrees out there. 8:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices. What can I say? Discounts for seniors and veterans. Our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. They do a lot for our community. And they're just, it's just a good time to go down and get your hair cut. I know people have got their favorites. A little girl that comes up and snips around your ears. But once you go into a manly shop, you go down and get your hair cut like Bad Bob does. They bring out a weed whacker for him. And it's, you know, it's just fun to watch him get his beard trimmed.
Three great barbers down there.
Three great barbers. You can't get a bad haircut down there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Dr. Paius Danuka. And, when we left, the question was, somebody called in, a little shy, said, what are the insurance companies getting out of this? How about this? How about huge bonuses for their CEOs? Doctor, your turn. I've got other stuff too, so.
Let me start with this White House promise from the White House page. It says that, here it says that they will curb the insurance companies. Basically, they will make sure the insurance companies pay you better benefits for every dollar you spend and do not spend extra money on administration, and they don't jerk you around, pretty much in brief.
Yeah.
But let's see the reality. Number one, the promise of healthcare, Affordable Healthcare Act, was it will be affordable. How did they make it affordable? They made it affordable by paying the cost of insurance to the insurance company directly, not to the people. So the cost of insurance has not gone down. Only thing is government is providing subsidies, tax credits, and money to the insurance company directly to afford that insurance policy. So now they have millions more customers which are guaranteed payments by the government. So that's number one benefit to improve their bottom line. Number two, to cover the high-risk insurance policies, government created a temporary pool of what they call risk corridor, high-risk corridor. In that, which I just mentioned earlier, every paycheck is taxed $63 per person to create a fund for insurance companies so that they can be reimbursed if they incur more cost than they estimated. So they don't have any risk in it.
So it's like a cost-plus contract here.
Cost-plus contract.
Yeah, so, I mean, you just keep adding stuff onto it.
Third, they have promised insurance companies that if any time, any hospitalization costs more than $45,000, government will reimburse them for that cost. Now, here is a cherry on top of that cake. Just recently, in the last couple of weeks, government came out with another regulation saying, oh, never mind, 45,000 limit is too little. We are going to increase that limit to 60,000. So, 60,000 cost. Above that, they will cover the insurance companies. So what that means is insurance companies do not have that much risk, which is anticipated. Government will cover it. In reality, government is not going to cover it. We are going to cover it. So all these costs are basically covered by the taxpayers and the government. So insurance companies benefit big time from this.
Well, you know, and people are wondering why the insurance companies aren't saying anything. Like the back end of this software fiasco we're in here for signing up, the front end is bad. The back end is even worse. Right. And it's only had one big insurance company say that came out and said that because they're afraid they're going to get smacked if they say anything. But right now, you know, when we talk about Obamacare, we haven't talked about anything except changing the way people pay for this.
Right.
That the insurance companies still are going to, they're going to get off better than they were. And among other companies too, if I understand right.
Third thing they benefit from this is on these exchanges and in the entire plan, the number of insurance companies is going to be reducing because they'll become ever larger and ever more powerful because the numbers is less. Like in Shasta County, we only have, what, three or four companies in entire
In California, I think they've only got, under this new CARE Act, they've only got three companies that are,
Four companies.
Four companies in all of California that handle all the insurance. Right.
In Shasta County, there's absolutely no one else available even. So what's happening is they are consolidating and the company is making them bigger, which eventually will become too big to fail. Just like we had mentioned last time also I was here that they will be bailed out if the cost is more. Interestingly, this is what there was an article in Wall Street Journal recently about exactly this issue, that how this is likely to happen. This is just a parallel example from banking industry. Right now, in the country, we have the lowest number of banks since Depression. I think the number is almost like 8,000.
It is the lowest number. You're right. I just read that, too.
8,000 or so. And at the peak in 1985, there were 18,000 or so bank. The numbers have reduced. So what is the result of that? Most of the time, these are the smaller banks which have gone out of business, have been bought, merged, or failed. So what happens is smaller banks who have a relationship with the community and are more likely to give better customer relationship, better rates to people on easier terms of loan have gone out of business. And what's happening to the rest of the banks which are left? They're too big to fail. Government gives them trillions of dollars. This is what's going to help the insurance company tremendously in future, and that's why they are in support of this.
Okay, so now we've taken local businesses, in this case banks, and like you said there, I just read an article too, this is the lowest number of banks we have had since the Depression. And then you've got the big banks owning most of the money there, because that's, you know, and being propped up by Bernanke's, or whoever the new one is that, what do they call it,
Quantum easing.
There, we're buying billions, we're printing, you know, billions of dollars each month. So then, now the insurance companies are going to be guaranteed a payday.
Exactly.
And even though that they can see how bad this is going to be, but they can't say anything. We need to take a break because I want to talk a little bit about the pharmaceuticals companies that are, you know, also rolled into this too. That's part of the big industry and, big insurance companies that are loving Obamacare because of what it's doing for their bottom line and the fact that, how we no longer have a choice, which is just exactly opposite of what our founding fathers thought.
But that was the whole purpose of bringing Obamacare.
That's right. Because you're either going to be the cow or the cowboy. We'll be right back.
Do you know your enemy, Miss Moneypenny?
My enemy, James.
The specter of enemies lurking in your home. They're everywhere, hiding and crawling. You need the bond of protection from RSS.
You mean the Royal Secret Service?
No, Reading Spray Service at 221-3007. They've got the license to kill.
License to kill?
To protect your family from disease-carrying insects, call 221-3007.
The specter of enemies?
Fleas, ticks, cockroaches, spiders, barrier treatment for your home. RSS, Reading Spray Service, the bond of protection at 221-3007.
How do I get in touch with these special spraying agents?
You haven't been listening. It's 221-3007.
Got bugs? Want them gone? Call Reading Spray Service today. 221-3007.
And the chemicals?
Stirred, not shaken, of course.
Hey! Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's 8:45 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Things. Mike Huber and his team up there. Can do, you know, it's not too late to get that surprise for Christmas. Get that lucky smoker that they make up there with granite. I mean, each one is handmade and they can make it any way you like it. They can put anything on it, you know, loved ones' names, you know, sports teams, colors, you name it, they can do that. Also, of course, granite kitchen and bathroom makeovers. Can't say enough about that. It's a great big present. And Forever Furniture, Mike Huber, Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866. Our guest, Dr. Payush Dhanuka, and we're talking about not just Obamacare, because we, you know, that's on one side, but who benefits from Obamacare? The big insurance companies at all. And of course, different types of medical, supply, pharmaceutical companies.
Absolutely.
Huge for pharmaceutical companies because now that everybody is forced to take certain things and now that everybody is opened, you know, they're saying, oh, this brings in more people. That means the pharmaceutical companies have much more in their sales and they have helped push this thing through. But other organizations like AARP.
All the big lobbies think of them, and they have all been promised a payout. AARP is nothing but a big insurance company. In fact, American Medical Association, they were promised that 27% reduction in Medicare will be taken care of, and but
that hasn't happened yet, has it?
Yes. Actually, I'm very happy about that, that AMA was left holding the bag. I know, and a lot of my doctor's friends are very worried that 27% will go through, but government fixes it every year. And in fact, I dare them openly. Go ahead and cut it. Why should I depend on your large SEN bag about it? And if some physicians or AMA wants to back the government for 27% fix, I don't care for them. Well, I don't want to bag anyone.
Well, you know, the thing, too, is that if that 27% fix that they put in every year doesn't happen, there'll be thousands of doctors that would be in such a bad financial straits right then that they may not be able to continue practicing.
But you know what? Let them handle it on their own. This is, for me, is a fight for principle, not for convenience. If I lose money, so let it be. But my principle is we should not beg the government for benefits or services. If American Medical Association does it, it's wrong. And hopefully they have learned a lesson that politicians promised them that and did not keep their promise. But
you mean like you can keep your health care plan and your doctor if you want it?
I mean, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got it.
This is not just an unintentional oversight, or it's not even something which they were trying to prevent from coming to light, that people are going to lose their insurance. It was a whole intention. That's what we have to understand, that this was not an accident. This was not a side effect. This was not an oversight. This is not even a lie. This is the whole intention of the plan, Obamacare plan, is to force people out of their previous insurances and herd them into a narrow choices of few insurance policies, few insurance companies. The four insurance companies, there are four health plans, health bronze, silver, gold, and platinum, which are available. So that's the whole purpose of Obamacare. And that's what we have been talking over for the last 1 year. And what we have to understand is, and again, we can go into the nitty-gritty again and again, but bottom line is we have to remind ourselves what should be our guiding principle. And let me just say again that what my guiding principle is, what this country was founded on, which is the Declaration of Independence, which states that all men are created equal with some certain natural rights like life, liberty, justice, and pursuit of happiness. Those are the words which we must judge every law against, which we must judge every action on. So equality and freedom. By giving the government control, we are losing our freedom. And how do we give up the control? When we accept that the government will provide us the benefits of services. Healthcare is an important thing, but it's not a natural right. It's not a God-given natural right.
It's not a constitutional right.
It's a service, it's a product that we should take care of our infirm, our elderly, our pregnant women, our children. We must. But we must provide that service at local level. We must provide that service more in a private sector, less in a government sector, certainly not in a central government. A county level. Counties can decide how to provide that service. We can influence our county's decisions much more than we can influence Washington's decision. That's why these services should be decentralized. Central government's role is to protect our freedom and equality. Benefits and services must be provided at county level or maximum at state level. If we expect central government to provide those, then central government will have to take over our resources, number one. So it is confiscatory. We lose our freedom. Number two, it must dictate to us what we say, what we do. And in order to execute that, it must allocate those resources. That process itself becomes, first, inefficient because it's too big to work. Second, it becomes corrupt because now there's a large amount of money and so very few people have control of it. Third, it becomes repressive because in order to execute that, government must dictate to you what you can or cannot have. So that's the whole problem with this concept. You can go into the details forever, but somebody mentioned, I read this morning very well, that there are two kinds of problem solving. One are the people who are planners. Others are searchers. Planners come up to the problem with a pre-existing notion in their mind that I know best how to fix the problem. And I'm the smartest. And this concept that few centrally run government agencies run by brightest and best brain in the country can fix every problem is wrong. What they do is make it worse, make it complicated, corrupt, repressive, and unequal, inefficient. The other groups is searchers who say, I don't know how to solve it, but I'll find out. And that's the difference between a centrally run planning by the government versus free market versus free people making choices and economic decisions at a local level because they can influence them locally much better than
and how they can do it. Exactly. Okay. All right. Planners and searchers. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Reading or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Military budgets are often already stretched to their limits and do not contain a lot of money for buying Christmas food and presents. However, military families are also some of the most deserving people during the holiday season. To help thank these military families for the sacrifices made year-round, Homeward Bound offers a program to make Christmas possible for deserving military families, especially those with children who deserve to have a joy-filled Christmas. Military families who would like to participate in this program and can show proof of need may submit their wish lists to Homeward Bound. Phone number is 378-2280. And remember, get your application in as soon as possible because spaces fill up fast. If you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound for our military family Christmas, remember 100% of your donation goes to food and toys this holiday season to our Northern California veterans and their families. Thank you for supporting Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. Well, I won't back
down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, no, KCNR 1460, Carl Winnebot. Good morning. 8:55 in the morning, 45 degrees. It's going to, is the weather going to drop? The temperature's going to be dropping here, buddy.
Right around the freezing mark tonight and below freezing the next couple of nights. Are looking for possible problems for the citrus crop as you go south.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And that may be time to turn off the sprinklers then, huh? Today at 9 a.m., Board of Supervisors, they're having a Pearl Harbor a proclamation to be given to the Pearl Harbor survivors. And then Saturday, that's going to be in the Board of Supervisor chambers today at 9 o'clock. And Saturday, at, I think, 10:30, they're going to front of the country, the county courthouse are going to have a Pearl Harbor ceremony there. And then tonight at the Reading City Council, if you want to see politics in motion, you're going to see the city council are going to be voting on the mayor's position for next year. Should be interesting, or may not be interesting, but it could be kind of fun going down there to watch it. It's because they're saying there's too much politics in City Hall. Anyway, hey, my guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and there's politics. We're talking, you know, medical, your health care that the insurance companies already to try and make, you know, trying to meet these restrictions on them are letting doctors loose. I mean, they're cutting doctors out of the plans because they can't make the money, even though that the government is saying, okay, we're going to give you this much money. It's still the government is taking over total control. Even though it doesn't appear to be, but it's taking over. It's going to be. It's working to take over total control of the healthcare.
And the one point I would like to make here is there was a very simple solution to allowing people to have more insurance. But right now, the government is going to give subsidies and tax credit to people for insurance if they participate in exchange. But the same person with the same income level buys the same insurance outside the exchange. He doesn't get the subsidy or tax benefit. Why not?
Why not?
There is no one that has an answer. One of my flaming liberal friends, when we were arguing about this, recently said, you're absolutely right. I agree. They should provide it to everyone.
If you're going to be given a subsidy for being inside the package, why not be outside? Well, because if they do that, then people, then, you know, that doesn't fall, then they don't control
exactly.
That individual.
So it violates our freedom as well as it violates the equality, which is our founding principle.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to just I think this is enough of politics.
Okay.
And Obamacare.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes left.
I like to remind, the listeners about this is the season for Christmas, and I have decided also to dedicate more time and more of my life to the principles of Jesus Christ. And this year, I'm actually going to be pursuing more and more. And the reason this comes to my mind is because of the Jefferson's Bible.
Yeah, but you let me read. It's very interesting.
Yes, and this is Thomas Jefferson has always inspired me because he founded the system. And where does his inspiration come from? He talks about that in Jefferson's Bible. And I'm going to read this again and this Christmas, hopefully. I just want to say to all your listeners and all my friends and families, a Merry Christmas to all of us. And it's not just about shopping. It's more about Jesus Christ's life and his principle that love your neighbor, love for everyone. And I dislike Obama's policies. I dislike a lot of things he has done, but still we must love everyone.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. Dr. Pius Dunuka has... Yeah, I've known you and your family now for a couple of years here, and somebody that is genuinely sincere about loving this country and this system and his neighbor is, I salute you there, Dr. Dunuka, because sometimes I'm not as open to that. You know, maybe I need time to step back too and take a look at, you know, why are we here and all this? You know, there should be no room for hatred and there should be no hatred. I have hatred for no one. And there should be no room for hatred.
And you do a great service and job by giving us the opportunity to speak our mind.
Well, we're not going to stop that. We're starting our fifth year this month. Carl and Abbott, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Auto sales kicked into overdrive over the holiday weekend, with the industry now on track to beat last year's strong numbers. Chrysler's U.S. sales rose 16%, GM up 14%. Toyota sales rose 10%, a 7% bump for Ford. And how did retailers fare over the long holiday shopping weekend?
We believe that this is the biggest shopping weekend ever on record, but not by much. So we saw a 1% increase over 2012 to $22.2 billion in sales for the weekend.
Bill Martins with Shopper Track. Home prices rose only modestly in October. CoreLogic economist Mark Fleming says that's to be expected.
Housing markets are very seasonal. And we're basically going into, or we are in, the slow season for housing. People are focused on the holidays and the end of the year much more so than they are on buying homes.